Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hey there, good morning everybody out there in internet land. This is Russ with RST Coaching Academy for another super edition of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. And today it's my pleasure to introduce to you Candy Martin from Slidell, Louisiana. And she's involved in a little project called How Money Works. And we're going to have her tell you all about that and about herself, offer some advice and so on. So without further ado, Candy, you're on. Tell us where Candy came from, how she got into this business and what it's been doing and where it's going. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, first of all, for, you know, having me on the show. Money Talks, of course, is one of my favorite subjects. So I am honored to be here. I'm Candy Martin, as he mentioned, in the great state of Louisiana. The way I got into finances, into the industry, was all by accident. I actually went to college for marketing and advertising. You know, I was just going to sell ads and have Super Bowl commercials. You know, that was my dream growing up. Well, you know, as life would have it, I had a neighbor. She was maybe 80 plus years old, and she had received a letter in the mail and she could not read. And she knocked on my door and she said, "Hey, I know you can read because you have small kids." And she said, "But I got this letter and I know it's from the government." And she said, "But could you read it for me?" And when I read it, the IRS was auditing her for about $5,000 for a tax refund. And the lady said she never worked a day in her life. So long story short, I called the IRS. I helped her with it. We kind of worked through it. And the next thing you know, she was telling everybody in the neighborhood, "If you got any tax questions, call Candy, go to Candy." And so I got into taxes, tax preparation, tax services, tax auditing. That's where my business started 25 years ago. And it was all purely just me trying to help out. And that evolved into a business where I was able to monetize it. And through the years, I've gotten credentials and gone back and learned. I'm a forever learner. I love to learn. So now I am a registered tax professional with the IRS. I'm also a licensed life and health insurance agent. And so I'm going to show you how Money Work ties those two avenues together. And, you know, life just been, you know, it's just been rewarding. So How Money Works is a company that does the educational component of money. And a lot of times people make decisions based on what they know or lack of what they know. And we all know how that can go when we're just going along. And I have been educating my tax clients and trying to get them to make the right choices. You know, should they take their retirement money and you know, should they invest? Should they get into crypto? Should they save? Should they, you know, so I was doing all these things as a tax professional, just trying to give good advice based on what I knew. And
it's quite a responsibility, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Because when clients come in with just simple taxes, you're thinking they're going to come in, come out, but then they come in with money questions. You know, "Hey, if I put my money here, or what does this mean? What is a W-4? You know, what's a 1099? And you get into all those things. And when you start explaining it, you realize if you're a good tax professional, you're going to go above and beyond just running them in and running them out to get a refund, you know. And so I found the burden of helping them going beyond what I was being paid for, of course, and beyond what my capacity at the time. So I said, well, all I have to do is go learn. And that's what I did. I went and learned the information and I would bring it back. And in 2020, because of COVID, you know, how everything turned digital, I was on a workshop that was supposed to be in person, and a lady was giving a How Money Work presentation. And I was like, "These people have stolen all my notes." You know, everything that I would tell clients, this lady was just spilling it. And I was like, "Oh, stop. You know, I got to get connected." And she gave me some literature, a book called How Money Work. It is one of the number one financial educational books. And I read it and I was like, I'm in. And so what it allowed me to do was take my tax practice and add financial planning to it.
Oh.
So I was able to kind of take what I was doing here and there and all over the place and systematize it by partnering with How Money Works. And so Mr. Tom Matthews, who generated the company, he wanted to do it from an educational standpoint because just as same as I, it's hard for people to make good sound decision without proper education about their pros and cons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's so much out there. I mean, you can Google and YouTube everything, but what is good advice and what is fluff, you know?
And
And so
what might work for one individual is not going to work for the other. And so you've got to have the intuition about you to be able to discern the best fit, not for you, not for Candy, not for the company, but for the client, right?
correct. And even if the client decides to choose something against your professional better judgment, you still have to let it be the client's decision. That's
Exactly.
the
Yeah, indeed. That can
good
be
part.
frustrating, especially if things blow up in their face down the road and you are tempted to say, I'll just all, but you've got to be
Can't
a
do
little
it.
gracious and gracious and not say it at least that way.
Like, trust me, it'd be like, oh, on the tip of my tongue. But sometimes it's timing. One of my mentors, Mr. Walker, what he would tell me is just it's not their time. They'll be back.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, in most cases they are. And that's just my heart and concern for clients. And I have to sometimes separate that and keep it strictly professional. And sometimes that's a hard call. 'Cause I can see, I've seen in my 25 years, you know, some of the backlash, and then even my own personal financial journey early on when I was learning, I would learn, apply, and then teach. You know, then I go learn something. I'm like, oh, okay, apply that to my own self, and then
Right.
teach. So, and I just try to safeguard everybody from that, but it doesn't always work out like that.
All right, understood. Is money talk, how money works, is that for you, is that a franchise or an affiliate relationship, or
Okay,
how are you tied with them?
How Money Work is an affiliate company that we can partner with. Either we can be in it, if that's all we do, you know, the end all to be all, or either we can partner it with our own financial firm. And that's what I did. I partnered with them because they do have the avenue, such as the marketing and the advertising. And also on the reverse side of that, they also have how we get our credentials as licensing for life insurance. For investment license and all those things. So they have the platform to make sure that we are in compliance, and that we have what we need, such as resources and support. And so having that takes the burden off of the solopreneur, which is what I was at first, you know, just kind of winging it all by myself. Now I have this support staff that can come in and help me, alongside what I do. Now they don't do taxes. But they do tax planning. And so I'm able to just merge that. Sometimes when it gets a little fuzzy and people kind of like trying to understand what it is that I do, I just keep it simple. I teach people how money works.
And you do it all.
Yeah.
Right. So you are officially an affiliate of How Money Works
Yes, sir.
company, corporate, or whoever. Where are they located?
They're out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
The broker dealer for that company is World Financial Group and Transamerica. So those are some of the names you may recognize a little bit more. Mr. Tom Matthews is one of the early members of World Financial Group, and he just had a heart for education around money. And so he was able to develop a company called Wealthwave, and that's where I got my official affiliate for the How Money Works company. It's called Wealthwave out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And what is the name of your business?
The name of my company is Martin Business Solutions, and
Martin Business Solutions. Okay.
no S on the end. Yeah, just Martin Business Solutions. I created the company. I was blessed to have the opportunity to create the company in 99, in 1999, shortly after the lady knocked on my door. You know, I knew enough to know that, hey, I better go make this official.
Yeah.
She was on a
Yep.
crusade for me, and I really appreciate that, that she
Wow.
gave me that opportunity. And so what I've done over the years, I've done business advising and tax preparation. And as I learned more, I help individuals and I help business owners. And that happened purely by, I don't want to use the word accident because I do believe everything happens for a reason. My client doing their personal taxes, that's all I wanted to do. And she owned a business and just was clueless as to what to do with it. And I, as that life would have it, I started doing research and was giving her good advice from what I had discovered and other business owners I had interviewed. And so through that progression, I started doing small business advising, which also included tax preparation, financial planning, marketing. I was finally able to use that marketing degree I had,
So you did finish school, all right.
Yes, I did
For
finish. I did it. Yeah.
for
So,
what it was worth anyway, but you've definitely gone a different direction. Now, so
yeah.
did you say that you actually started in 1999?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are your clients, your current clients, are they pretty well in the Slidell, state of Louisiana area, or are they nationwide? What, how far is your reach?
They're nationwide. That's a
Okay.
great question. Prior to COVID, the way I would have clients, spread out the country would be someone would be in the military, I would do their taxes, they get deployed somewhere else. Now I'm doing their taxes in their new state, and then they would refer clients to me. That was one way. Or people would move or relocate. And when it comes to taxes and money, they just kind of, if they trust you, they trust you and they want only you. And so that's just a blessing to have the loyalty of my clients, which some have been with me from the beginning, and I've got new clients, and some have moved on. But that's how I got my reach across our great country is because people moved away, or they referred their cousin, or hey, my aunt lives in, Utah, like okay, so that's kind of how that happened.
And then one thing leads to another, one mouth leads to the other, and those are the great, that's a great business way to build businesses based on referrals. Very interesting. So you did mention marketing and advertising, and how specifically, especially maybe when you started out, not known and so on. And as we know, and I know in my business, that people cannot buy from you unless they know who you are, unless they know you and come to trust you and believe you. And that's one of the things that I'm about helping people is to get known in the marketplace in their particular area of expertise, whatever they're doing with RST Coaching Academy. But so how did you get a process going to get known in the marketplace beyond your next door neighbor?
Well, one of the things I did was made it official. A lot of times we have natural skill sets and we just know we can do what we can do, and we alleviate the business part of it. I knew that if I wanted to have credibility, especially since I was just starting out, that I needed to get whatever license was required by whatever state I was in at the time. And at the time, I was in Mississippi, actually. And I went and got my business registration, the EIN. You just start doing things so that when people do look and they do research, because people do have reservations, they don't really know you yet. And so until you get that name recognition and that, that great brand that is just, oh yeah, you can go there, you have to do the extra things like get your licenses, get your certification, get registered with the state, go to meetings. And I think for me, once I got the official stuff out the way, networking was it. I would go to things that had nothing to do with what I was doing. I would go to the Bakers Association, there, and they're talking about making chocolate chip cookies, and I'm there because everybody, if you're in a business, you got to file taxes.
Heck yes.
So I started visiting all these different, some would say what we may know as like Chamber of Commerce type events and things like that. Go to those type of events, I would go to different business owners and I just would ask questions. I learned early on, asking questions get you the right answers,
Right
So
on.
that's just
Right.
kind of how I did.
The interesting thing with your business, what you're doing, is everybody needs to do taxes. if they make money, you know, everybody needs to do taxes. And many people come to realize they need help doing taxes, okay? And my business with sales training and business and individual coaching, most of the people think they're doing okay. And so they don't realize that they really need help. And my plan, my goal is to take people from, you know, from average to doing okay to great. But if a person doesn't realize their need, they're not going to want my help. It's more likely the person's going to realize their need for someone like yourself. And so I guess what I'm getting at is it's kind of a harder sell for what I'm doing as opposed to what you're doing, just because of the number of people out there that need that kind of help and realize it. That's the point. If they don't know they need help, you know, a person with a business stumbling along in their business thinking, well, I'm going to do my own taxes, I don't need any help. And then they get in trouble one way or another, or right. They think, gee whiz, maybe I paid too much or something, you know? And then it's like, okay, I need to talk to somebody who, oh, Candy Martin. Yeah, I met her at the Chamber of Commerce thing, you know, or the bakers when I was making cookies or something. So, I mean, that's how that works for you. That's really cool. That's the only frustration on my end is not everybody realizes their need for the services I have. And you probably don't have to do so much selling and promoting getting them to realize their need as getting them to realize you are the solution, right? Is that, yeah. Am I halfway yeah. right there?
You're doing pretty good. I should have recorded that so I could have used that for marketing.
Well, you're gonna get the replay of this so you can chop it up.
Well, one of the things, even in your industry, and as it is in mine, when you get a chance to do an assessment, if you can get them to stop long enough to sit down and let you do an assessment, and you show them where they are, and then show them the possibility of where they could be, cause some disturbance in there, sometimes, not all the time, the light bulb comes on, I do need your services.
Yeah.
And that is if you go to the doctor, that is if you come to a financial planner, someone who's helping you with your sales. It doesn't matter. A lot of times people think they're okay, or they have this denial of it's going to get okay, and they don't have a plan in place. And so when they do get ready, like we go back to that timing, when they are ready, you should be the person that they think about. Like, hey, right. You know, my sales are down, you know, business is crap, you know, I need the call, you know. So they need to be able to make that call. And in order for people to do that, and what I have been blessed with the longevity is being consistent. If I have one client or business is booming, I'm still doing the same thing. Uh-huh. I don't let the one client, oh, I only have one client this week. You know, this isn't working. No, I treat it as if the door is busting down with clients, because I know somebody that I met 4 years ago at some event is going to finally wake up and smell the coffee and call me, and uh-huh. I'm ready. And so that's in any industry. And that's what I tell all of my clients, just be consistent and just keep moving. They are watching and they are looking for you, and we need your services. Look, let me tell you, a lot of people, if they don't know that they need a sales mentor or a marketing mentor or someone to get them right, they fairly mistaken if they're in business. You cannot, well, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing, is to knock them on the head sometimes. So tell your friends, tell your clients what I do anyway.
Yes, sir. So, I certainly will.
What else would you like to share with the audience of your, what maybe some of the things you've learned and struggles you've been through and have had to overcome in your life and business in this little trip called business and how money works?
So one of the things I would like to mention is we're currently in our How Money Work, we're on a campaign for How Money Work for Women. That's one of our books, How Money Works for Women, with Ms. Kim School and Sharon Letcher. Sharon Letcher is one of the co-authors of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and also the Napoleon Hill series. So I'm sure you probably have heard of Sharon. Kim Schooler is one of our mentors in the How Money Works business. And one of the things that I learned through meeting them and working with them is, even though we all have money situation, all of us, no matter the gender, the race, the color, nothing. But when it comes to women, we just typically have a different set of circumstances most of the time because we're caregivers. Women take time off from work, from maternity leave, and all those things. And I never realized that that means we're paying less into our retirement, less into Social Security, and those sort of things. And so I got on this crusade a few years ago with helping women in business. And so when I met Kim Fuller and Sharon Lester, I'm like, oh, this works perfect. So now it's how money works for women as well. And so for me personally, no one taught me about money. And when I would go certain places, it was, learn, crash and burn, take a room with high interest rate, purchasing items that had no value, just kind of learning in error. And so I'm on a crusade to make sure that that doesn't happen to my community at large. But now I have a special niche where I'm even helping women avoid some of those things. Women that are in abusive relationships, most of the time it's tied financially because they are not in control of the finances. And so I'm on a crusade to help that group of women. I'm on a crusade to help the group of women that are in corporate America that have all these retirement plans, have no idea what they have. Sitting down with them, going over their financials, because in most cases, whether they're married or single, most financial advisors, if it's a male, typically talk with the male partner versus the female partner. And so I'm learning all that. And so for me personally, I think my own financial mistakes early on is what has given me empathy and compassion for those now. I truly believe if I had had it made all along, I probably would have not been so compassionate. I probably wouldn't even be in this industry. This is definitely a line of work that you get in because you care. People that make $10 or $10 million can be my client. I am not the financial educator that says, "Oh, you don't make enough money, come back." And so, for me personally, I think that's what's driving one of the driving forces to my business is that I want to see us all succeed. There, I don't know if you know, like 44% of Americans can't cover a $400 emergency. That means if you need a set of tires that are $800, you're really in trouble.
Yeah, indeed.
A heater is about $600 if it, and that's on the low end. We're not even talking about getting it installed, and they can't cover that. And I've been there. I've had my financial woes. So.
Yep, me too.
And so now I learned better, I did better. And so I'm out here saying, hey, there is hope if you plan, you budget, you save all the things we don't want to talk about, all those dirty words, saving, yes. Start now. The earlier, the better, but hey, it's never too late. That's my motto. That's where I am in life. And so my personal financial woes have definitely carved out how I do business, meaning that I'm listening. And I'm w the approach that we have is to listen to the client, see where they are. Like you mentioned earlier, everything isn't for everybody. Find out where they are. What are their goals? I've met people who don't want to leave money to their family. I'm like, okay, that's very interesting, very unlike
It's your money. Do what you want, right?
Yeah, so I had to sit back and learn and hear them out and not put my own personal, put my, I'm like, how could you not, but and I learned what their behavior thoughts was and what their process was and when their relationship with money. And now I'm able to put together a plan fit them. So it's interesting. You mean when it comes to money, it gets very interesting.
Oh, it's a touchy subject, you know. It the people hold it near and dear to their hearts, and a lot of people are stupid with it, and they don't know it. Indeed.
Well, yeah, so it's like the book, stop being a, it's how money works, stop being a sucker. Next time you go into the bank and they look at the counter, giving the teller your money, there's a jar of candy there. And I bet you probably never thought about it, but it's usually a bowl of Dum Dum. So,
Oh
take it
no.
how you want to, But I give my clients Smarties, I give them the little Smartie candy because they're going to
Smarty
be
can
smarter.
some man.
They're going to be smarter with money. We all to learn about it. They didn't teach it to us in school.
Yeah.
And so I'm on a mission to change that.
Right. Cool. So you have a nationwide reach,
Yes,
and no
sir.
doubt those people are long distance, digital Zoom calls or whatever the case
Yes.
may be. How about the more local people? Do you see them face to face, or are those pretty well electronic as well?
Yes, so I have an office located in Slidell. I'm actually on my address is 330 Oak Harbor Boulevard in Slidell. And there we have where they make an appointment. They come in, they can get all their questions answered just as if they would if we were on Zoom. I say now before COVID, I could hardly get clients on Zoom. Now after COVID, I can hardly get clients in the office
Oh.
because everybody loved the convenience of it, but I'm flexible. Whether it's a phone call, Zoom, or in person. And in some cases, I even travel to the client. It just kind of depends the situation. I teach workshops. We do that quite often. We have one coming up March 9th. It will actually be held at my church. My church is so fortunate to allow us the space. They are forward-thinking. Our church at Living the Word International, they're very forward-thinking. And so they get the understanding around people being financially literate, which will help them in their life period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to think, it's hard to feel free if you have financial bondage.
Exactly. Yep. And they probably have come to realize the more people are free with earning money, making money, the more they can help support the work of the kingdom with
Yes.
some of that money,
Yes. Yes.
Because the work of the kingdom does require hearts
Money.
and money, indeed.
Yes, it
So
does.
a person contacts you. How are most people coming to you, new clients coming to you under the area of tax preparation and advice or financial planning? Because you do both.
I would dare to say it's 50-50. And the reason
Okay.
why I say that is because someone may only hear of me because they got an IRS audit letter in the mail and someone referred them to me. Then once we have that conversation, I bring it back down to the basics, which is going to get into financial planning.
Okay.
And on the reverse side, someone may come to me because they want to do financial planning. They need a life insurance, they need a will, they need a trust, or whatever the financial need is. And through that assessment, we discover, oh, they haven't filed their taxes in 3 years.
You
So
see.
it's like, okay, what are you doing? So what I do is I put the fire out first, whatever the reason they came to me. Let's deal with that first because they're not going to hear you until you do that. And then I dial it back and I say, okay, we did your financial planning and I noticed that you hadn't filed your taxes. Or, hey, I did your taxes and I noticed that you had a retirement statement that you filed. Would you consider doing some financial planning? It's complimentary. I don't charge for financial planning. The way that that works, the companies that we partner with, they reimburse me for that service. So it's less of a burden on the client. Get the education. We'll work out the rest.
Right.
And so just kind of back to your point about the kingdom, even at our church, I teach the finance. I teach a finance class at church called Financial Stewardship. And when we teach people about the understanding and workings of money, they realize I can't just fix this pot of money here and don't fix this pot over here. And so we deal with it holistically. And I find that it all intertwines, whether it's in a church setting, a business setting, a personal setting, we all need money. And it's a blessing that I'm in this industry. Because I don't care where it is, whether you're a pastor and you have a church, you need money. You're a
Yep.
doctor and you have
Heck yeah.
a practice, you need money. You work on the garbage truck and you collecting, you have a retirement plan, you need to know more about money. So
Right.
money is not discriminatory.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, people will say, oh, money is the root of all evil. That's not what it is. It's
It
the
is.
love of money.
I love
The
it.
cry for more and more and more is the root of all evil.
Yes.
And a lot of church people think money is, taboo. Oh, I just need enough to get by. Well, I think that's a slap in God's face personally,
It
because I think he wants us to be ultra prosperous so we can,
We can.
serve, help the kingdom, and help our fellow man and their situations too. So people, it can be a real challenge to educate church people that are so spiritual, you know what I mean? That they think, well, we just need enough to get by. That is just
Yeah. The manna, they living on that manna mentality, where that's what I call it, where they get just enough to survive for today. And I tell them, this is what I always pose. If someone in your church spouse dies and they become a widow, are you going to be able to help her pay the light bill for the next 6 months? That's the heart of God. Yeah, we're going to pray, we're going to rally around this person, but putting food on the table of really get their attention. And you can't help somebody else if you're drowning. And so we have to, in the church, we have to talk about it. And just like I said, that is a slap in God's face. Everything that we have belongs to him. And why don't we possess more of it? And just like you mentioned, the love, people say the love of money is, that's gonna, the root of, no, that could be the same thing. Too much, two people that like sex too much, they're getting it outside of marriage. That's not right. But
Indeed.
sex isn't bad if you're married. So it's the same thing with money. And we just gotta have that conversation. If you use it right and you're a good steward of it, God will bless you with more of it. You're able to help more people. Give to your local charity. You're able to be free. It's hard to pray when your life just got cut off.
I was in a business many years ago. We're from Wisconsin. When we lived up there, I was in a business, and the company was based out of Minnesota. And I was at a training seminar one time, and the fellow speaking said, money's not going to buy happiness, but at least with it, you can have your problems in style. I have remembered that one for some 40 years. I mean, it's just hilarious, but it's quite true. It definitely helps. On your church seminars and stuff, are those all in person, or do you do like Zoom type calls? The reason I'm asking is if you need a speaker, if you need somebody to participate and help the people, I would be available to do a presentation to impress upon them to get as rich as you can, and then use it wisely, of course.
Oh,
So,
I would love that. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. So I can tell you the different platforms that I work in. So at our church for the Bible college, that is in person. We do have an in-person Bible college. And so I'm one of the instructors there. Love my church. So that's that. And then for Martin Business Solution, I have classes all the time in person and on Zoom. Mostly on Zoom now, but I am always looking for speakers that can impart great knowledge. And I would be so honored to have you on
Oh,
my
that'd be
speaker.
fun.
I'm putting you on your spot, asking you for more.
Right on. That's great.
I
Send me the
would love to
information,
have you on. I would love to.
send me the calendar link or the
Yes,
Zoom
sir.
link or something too.
Yes, sir.
And do you do a podcast, or is that, are you calling that a podcast?
It is, well, what we're calling it now is just, I have a YouTube channel, and I'm working on making it a podcast. My daughter, who has a marketing and brand strategy company, she does a lot of social media, and she does a lot of brand and helping people, that's not my language, but she kind of helps them get it together, look good on camera and all those sort of things. So she's going to be working with me on getting a podcast. And my husband actually bought me the microphone and everything. So we're in the planning stages
You're
of
set.
that. And so I'm excited, looking forward to that. I'll be able to do what you do,
Yeah, indeed. Well, I kind of off the subject, and yet it's going to be beneficial to you. I work with an outfit called Buzzsprout.com, and I create my podcast videos like what we're doing here with Zoom, one or multiple guests at a time. And then I generate out of that the audio from the video that we're creating now. And I've got through Buzzsprout, B-U-Z-Z Sprout.com, I'm connected with probably a half a dozen other platforms that when I send an audio presentation to them, then it's disseminated automatically to these other platforms. Plus, I also have a YouTube channel. I have a blog website, rstcoachingacademy.com/blog. And so people can go there, and that's where audio and video are both set up. What else? Okay, we've got, oh, I'm on the Roku. I have a Roku channel. And I'm also using, with that same connection to Roku, I also have a connection to Amazon Fire. And so there's ways to get what you're doing in that podcast world disseminated. And starting it is just your husband bought you the equipment, just set it up. I'm in my office, and here we are, you
Yes, sir.
know, and it's as easy as that. And then just getting it set up so that you can get it disseminated out to these platforms. It's a cool deal. So
Well, I
it's easy
definitely
to
have to
do.
look down.
Yeah. So that's where I started out. Actually, it was with this Buzzsprout, and then realized, well, okay, then there's the audio. And how I got into the video is, I'll give you this one too. It's TV Boss Fire
All
dot
right.
com. And with my relationship with them is where I created the Roku channel and the Amazon Fire channel. And so whatever I set up with the audio with this TV Boss Fire thing, it goes automatically to those two locations as well. So, I mean, it's really not difficult to do, and it's just another way to get known, as we were talking before, and to disseminate some information, to pass it on and stuff to help people. So anyway, so
Question, Mr. Russ.
yeah.
Tell me about that because I am going to share this with all my clients, especially my business client. Tell me about what I see in the background, the 10-time business coach program.
Well,
How
I am a glad you asked. I am a licensee of a fellow by the name of Grant Cardone. He's been around for some 40 years. He's a dynamic sales trainer. He's developed sales training systems, an online university that I have access to. I'm one of several hundred coaches throughout the world that are licensed specifically through him and have access to virtually all of his tools, all of his information, the training, the coaching. And that's another aspect of what we do is coaching individuals and businesses to try to help people go from average or not even so good to end up doing great. And that's the goal. And so that's how I'm aligned, and that's how I'm licensed in, I guess you could say, the training and the coaching industry. The coaching industry is not regulated, so anybody can hang out a shingle and say, I'm a coach, you know. Well, I had to invest a lot of money and go through a lot of training in order to earn this qualification as a certified business coach. So, I mean, it's an honor, the responsibility too. So, and that's where I'm going. You people can go to rstcoachingacademy.com and, you know, get the overview of what I'm doing. By the way, I do have a seminar, a video seminar that I created, golly, probably a year ago. It's entitled 10 Ways to Guarantee Your Prosperity. And people can register and get that downloaded to them by going to I Want More dot app, and they just sign up with their name and email address, and they can get access to the video and stuff. It's just a, you know, I don't even think it's 40 minutes long, but it goes through, you know, discussing prosperity, what it is, what it isn't, and some steps to help people get there. And Grant, I tell you, Grant is a radical dude, and he's got some radical ideas, but people that have followed his ideas come out the other side pretty well. Just a little case in point, I was talking with a woman the other day. She's up in the Northeast, and she owns a cleaning business.
Okay.
She started doing this with Grant a year ago, and was, I think she said she was like 20, maybe $25,000 in business in that month of February of last year. This year she's slated to do 70,000. And asking her what was the secret? That's it, right behind me.
Oh, that's
And
amazing.
so this stuff works. This stuff works. So, you know,
And
I can help.
I think a lot of times in business and in finances, any of a lot of times people, they want the results, but they don't want it. Like I heard you say clearly that you put the investment, you put the time in. They
Yep.
want the results, but they don't want to put the investment in it. They just like, give me the secret sauce. The secret sauce is system, time, investment, more time.
Yep.
There is no secret sauce to hard work.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's an easier way to do things. And sure, linking with you or I or someone similar and following the system that we laid before you, it's going to get you the same result.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Not,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to definitely go to your website and make sure that I'm listening to it because I want to know the 10 ways. So,
Cool. Well, you
I
know,
really like
like
that.
it's like I can help people make more money, and you can help people figure out what's the best way to what how to best to handle it, how
Yes.
best to deal with it,
Perfect marriage.
how to pay taxes or to avoid paying taxes legally with that money as well.
Yes.
So it's a good that's a good fit there. But money is cool. I tell people, you know, they you hear love makes the world go round, but I think business definitely is part of the process, the thing that makes the world go round, and obviously money is part of that whole scene too, because that's, you know, if a business is not making sales, they're really not even in business. It's just a name. It's not really something that's
Hobby,
going on.
a hobby, and I think social media. I think I was sharing this with my daughter. We were talking, and we were talking about it was a video or something somebody did, and she said, "Mom, that car was rented." I said, "Oh, okay," because my assumption was, "Oh, that's a really nice." I think I said, "Oh, that's a really nice car that your client had." And she was like, "Well, Mom, we rented the car." She's giving me the process of how the video goes, and I'm thinking to myself, "Why not make the money and put it in proper places, let it make money for you, and buy the actual car. So now you can take the car and rent it out, let people, so my mind, I'm all off over here and she's talking and I'm like, I got a whole business idea, like, hey, why don't we get some cars and rent them out, So business is how, that it moved the economy, it moved the world. And think about it, even in the Bible, if you go back to and they talk about the guys with the talent, how did they go and multiply it? The ones that did, what did they do? They either, I don't know, they had to go do something of
Yep.
value, exchange of some sort of value
Yep.
to get more money to be able to come back.
Yep,
And
to get a
I think the
return.
one, yeah, so the one that didn't, we already know what happened to him. But I'm just saying, you have to use the talents and gifts and skills that God gave you to put it into business. Then you got to get professional with it. Then you have to know once you make the money, don't be a fool with it, like you said earlier, and put it in proper places. And it
Yeah.
all could come full circle. And on that journey, you're able to bless people. As you're blessed, you're able to help this person, give into your favorite charity, buy a nicer home, get the necessities, good medical care. We find that people that aren't financially fit usually have poor health. So fitness and finances go together, just like fitness and faith and finance, all those things
Oh,
tie
yeah.
in together.
Yep.
And they need what you give. I mean, if your business is substandard and you're surviving, get with us and see, get from surviving to thriving.
Heck
I
yeah.
know that's so cliche, but I mean
Yep.
it is what it is.
Go from average to great. That's it. Okay, I got to get ready for another interview, but your advice to somebody who is tuned in, just in a few sentences, what would your off the cuff advice be to an individual, whether in business or just working for somebody else?
Well, the very first thing I would say is get out of your own mind. You got to win the battle on your mind. You got to see yourself successful. No advice that either Russ or I give you will work if you don't believe it and that you don't think that you can do it. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is get a written plan, whether it's for your business or if it's for your finances, if it's for your faith or whatever it's for. You need to have something in writing that can be critiqued. Get you a mentor or coach or whomever you, an advisor, whatever you want to call it, get someone else that's already where you're trying to go. I was in business 20 something years when I met my mentor, and I was like, I'm gonna pretend I know nothing because I want to learn. So get out of your own way and put together a plan. And remember, when you make promises to other people, how we are so bent on keeping those promises to other people. Remember the promise you made to yourself. You say, hey, I'm gonna be debt free. Stick to your promise. Hold your vow. The Bible says, don't make a vow and break it. That includes yourself. So get a plan, get a mentor, get some mental toughness, and just let it and get started. Start today. Get your business to the next level. Get your finances to the next level. Forget about what happened yesterday. Let's start today. Start today.
You're just right on there, telling it just like it is. And folks, I hope you're listening to this advice. You got to be prepared, you know, and there's a lot of negative foretellings of what's going on, not just in the world, but in the United States, even this year. And you've got to have your house in order. You got to have your ducks in a row, or you're not going to survive. And we've said, as average is the enemy of great. And it's a dangerous place when you think you're just doing okay, because that's just so mediocre, probably not even hardly keeping up with inflation, folks. So, you know, listen to what the expert here, Candy, is saying, what she's saying to you and telling you advice, awesome advice. And Candy, how do people get in touch with you?
All right, well, Russ, they can get in touch with me by texting the word money, MONEY, to 985-326-9297. Or you can go to my website, martinbusinesssolution.com, and there's no S on the end. So,
That's right, it's singular.
singular. Thank you. That's a great word. That's a great way for me to put it.
All
So,
right.
martinbusinesssolution.com, or you can text money to 985-326-9297. And Mr. Russ, it has been an absolute honor and privilege to meet you. I mean, it's just I can just feel it. So thank you.
That's
We will
great.
be in touch.
Yeah, appreciate. You know, when I put the call out that I was looking for people to interview. And I'm telling you, you're probably wondering when is this going to be aired? It may not get out for 4 months, because that's the kind of backlog that I have of people wanting to be interviewed for Money Talks. And every time I start one of these, I always want to know a little bit of background about the individual, you know, when they sign up for this for the interview, and then chit chat maybe a little before we actually get started online. But I don't know how any of these are going to go. And so I met so many cool people and exciting people and successful people in this whole thing that I've just been doing for a few months. It's really neat. And you are one of those people. So thanks for being on today. I appreciate it. And folks, we're going to leave you not high and dry, but because we're here to help. We're going to leave you now for Money Talks, and thank you for tuning in. Russ here from RST Coaching Academy. Again, if you need my help, rstcoachingacademy.com. Phone number 386-286-2450. Just a click away, just a phone call away, at your service. I know Candy is at your service too. She doesn't care where you live, neither do I, but we're here to serve. We're here to help you become great. So for now, over and out, and we'll see you folks next time. All right. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com. Call 386-286-2450 or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.